Topics you care about by people you trust. This is The Clear Perspective, your healthcare cybersecurity, compliance, and privacy podcast. And now for the show.
Hello, and welcome to Clearwater's Featured Healthcare Defender. In recognition of Cybersecurity Awareness Month, we're bringing you a series of interviews to share the stories and backgrounds of some of healthcare's leading cybersecurity defenders. I'm Julie Catron. I'm part of the marketing team at Clearwater. And today's featured healthcare defender is Vancouver Clinic's CISO, Mike Bray. Hey, Mike, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Julie.
Yeah, happy to have you on. So let's start with the basics today. Can you tell me about Vancouver Clinic and your role there?
Yes, I'm the Chief Information Security Officer for the Vancouver Clinic. We are an independently owned clinic that services the Portland and Vancouver areas. We provide full range of services for our patients. I believe we are the largest independently owned healthcare clinic west of the Mississippi.
That's awesome. And you're the CISO there. So how did you get into cybersecurity and why focus a cybersecurity career in healthcare?
Interesting question. So I've always been interested in law and security and criminals and stuff since I was a kid. Early in my adult life, I got into law enforcement, took a criminal justice degree, and was doing law enforcement. But as a kid, my father was a programmer, developer. So I was always kind of around computers, and I always wanted to see how they work. So I started, we didn't call it hacking back then, but we started doing little things like, there was a store called the Radio Shack back in the day, and I read my bike in there. And I used to exploit the TRS-80 machine and watch the managers and store clerks try to figure out why it was scrolling across the screen. They would unplug it. I could do things where it would just come back up on boot. And I just thought it was funny, whatever I was doing. And so I've kind of always been around it, gaming and all that type of stuff and how to exploit that. So I ended up getting into IT through my father for, while I was doing law enforcement, and had an opportunity to fully switch over to IT. So I started as IT, but having a kind of a background in cyber, so on our mainframes and Unix systems, on how to secure the kernel and how to secure file systems and user accounts and things like that. So I've quite always been around it. I was getting a little burned out of IT later in my career. Wasn't sure if I wanted to stay in it. Do I was really passionate about it or not? And I met a couple wonderful mentors, and they started to guide me towards government risk compliance, which I believe at a higher umbrella, in my opinion, cybersecurity falls under. And I started to focus on cybersecurity as a career. And I was able to land a position as a cybersecurity expert with Vancouver Clinic in the healthcare space. And so I took that opportunity, and I've been growing that career out since. Healthcare is awesome because I come from the financial sectors, and we had a head start with cyber from the pretty much from 9/11 occurred. There were some major global financial institutions that were impacted. And so we had to start thinking about disaster recovery and BCP and how to secure systems and be able to get them up and running. And cyber attacks started to kind of become a little more common. Healthcare industry hadn't had that happen when I first joined in 2015. And since then, obviously, they were on the radar. So it's we have lots of opportunities in healthcare as cyber professionals to help this industry and other vectors mature our awareness of cyber and cyber risk. And we take a risk management approach for that top down. So it's exciting, lots of work to do. I love doing it in healthcare. I feel like the job's not done. And I don't know if I'm going to stay in healthcare for my entire career. But right now, I feel like the journey is still yet to be completed.
That's awesome. I love your story. I think that's the first kind of origin story of yours that I've heard like that. And I love that. I love how different that is. All of that considered, what would you say is the best part of your job as a CISO?
Oh, off the top of my head, what comes to my gut is just working with incredible people from top to bottom. They're just an incredible team in the cyberspace. I like to refer it to Star Wars with Jedi. And we're just tons of different Jedi, and we need more Jedi. And it's just an awesome experience to collaborate and mind melt and do these things with very, very passionate and driven folks in cyber. And so that's probably my biggest thing. I love to mentor, but I also like to get mentored. I think a true mentor is not a true mentor if they're not being mentored themselves. So I have wonderful, wonderful mentors in my career that are still, some have passed on, some are still alive, some are retired. We still connect all the time. And then mentoring other people is fantastic. And I would say one of the most rewarding is to have somebody come later. It's kind of like a teacher. We got some teachers in the family, or coaching, right? Coaching sports and stuff, and to have people come later and say, "Hey, man, you really helped us. Really helped me move in my career and advance." And I think that's very, very gratifying. The other thing I would say is just being the orchestrator, getting to see that level and orchestrate a program into shape, whether you got to start one from scratch or piece things together, or take existing program components and mature them and get to put your twist on them. I think that's very exciting as well.
I think so too. Okay. So I loved your Jedi reference. So what would you say to the Padawans considering being the next Jedis? How do we bring more young people into cybersecurity careers, and what's your advice for them?
Stay hungry, my friend. Stay hungry, stay passionate, be willing to be mentored, get out of your comfort zones. I would say, staying hungry, staying passionate, look for mentors, mentor too, the best you can. I mean, you're going to have people you can mentor over right off the bat. Be amazed. You're going to be amazed how much skill set you truly have. If you're even interested in cyber, you probably already have skills that other folks don't have and you can help them. But I would say, stay hungry, get mentoring. Do not let negative energy and folks around you too much that defeatism them. If you take a look at it at 100,000 foot, it's scary, right? The Emperor's scary, Darth Vader's scary. You know, they're winning the battles, right? But the war is not over, and we will win the war at some point. The red team, the threat actors, the adversarial folks trying to target us, it's a rich environment for them. We can't stop them, but we can do things through risk management perspectives to reduce the likelihood of something happening and then impact when it does happen. And if you can remember that and don't get overwhelmed where you start to feel defeated, if you're around those type of environments or those type of people, identify that and either try to help them sway that back to be positive and that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, or move on to something else, but stay positive. So at the end of all this, I would say, don't let the size of the solution stop you from working on the problem. And you're going to run into that over and over and over again in this career. And I learned that words of wisdom from a wonderful, wonderful lady in my life. And that was my mom. Do not let the size of the solution stop you from working on the problem. Solving problems, we know what the problems are. It's taking the steps and solutions to do it. And in cyber, you better be ready. You want to work, you're going to be stressed. And you want to work under stress. You just don't want it to turn into duress. So I don't let that, if it happens to you, don't let it sway you from removing yourself from a profession that you might truly, truly enjoy.
That's great advice. I love that. I love that it came from your mom. That's excellent. Well, Mike, that wraps my questions for today. So thank you so much for being part of our Healthcare Defenders campaign. I'm so glad that you could join us.
Yes, I appreciate it, Julie. Thank you. Thank you for having me on here.
Well, thanks for checking out today's Healthcare Defender. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Mike. Keep an eye out on Clearwater's LinkedIn page as we feature Healthcare Defenders all month long in recognition of Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Finally, be sure to like our posts and tag a Healthcare Defender you know in the comments.